Welcome to Voices of Better Medicine as we talk to the experts at Northwestern Medicine about health issues and questions that matter to you. Hi there, I'm Robin Rock, and joining me today from Northwestern Medicine is rheumatologist Dr. Yvonne Lee. Welcome, Dr. Lee. It's good to have you here today.
Thank you so much. It's great being here, Robin.
Well, currently, an estimated 1 in 4 people in the United States are diagnosed with rheumatic disease. So what is the difference between traditional arthritis and rheumatic disease? Could you explain that?
When people think of traditional arthritis, they're typically thinking of osteoarthritis, which is the most common form of arthritis. It's a chronic joint disease that typically affects middle-aged and older adults, characterized by breakdown of cartilage in the joints, and most commonly affecting the hands, knees, hips, and spine. A rheumatic disease is a much broader term that encompasses many different conditions that typically affect joints, muscles, bones, and connective tissues in the body. This may include osteoarthritis as well as a range of other things, many of which are autoimmune in nature, meaning that the body's immune system mistakenly attacks its own healthy tissues. And so common symptoms can include things like joint pain, swelling, stiffness, as well as a myriad of other potential symptoms depending on the specific disease.
Got it. Okay, so what are some examples of rheumatic diseases that you treat at Northwestern Medicine?
So we see a very wide variety of rheumatic diseases here at Northwestern Medicine, such as gout, rheumatoid arthritis, Sjogren's syndrome, polymyalgia rheumatica. We also have specialty clinics in lupus, scleroderma, vasculitis, and myositis.
If you joined us just now, great timing. Welcome to Voices of Better Medicine as we talk to the experts at Northwestern Medicine about health issues and questions that matter to you. I'm Robin Rock. Joining me today is Dr. Yvonne Lee, a rheumatologist at Northwestern Medicine. And we're talking a little bit about rheumatic disease. And I'm wondering if you could share with us some of the common symptoms that might signal that it is time to see a rheumatologist.
Yeah, so, you know, I think this is challenging because rheumatic diseases are so varied in how they present that it's hard to identify, you know, specific symptoms that indicate that now is the time to see a rheumatologist. You know, inflammatory arthritis is relatively common across the different rheumatic diseases. So I would say if you're having persistent joint pain associated with joint swelling, that may be an indicator of a rheumatic disease. Symptoms are often worse in the morning, and morning stiffness lasting more than 60 minutes could be a key indicator of an inflammatory arthritis. Other symptoms that are common across rheumatic diseases may be some skin rashes, but you know, the specific type of rash varies and what it looks like varies depending on the disease. Many patients also experience fatigue or brain fog, though again, these symptoms can occur due to many different conditions, not just rheumatic diseases. So I think really it's important to work with your primary care physician to make sure that, you know, conditions outside of rheumatic disease are considered, as well as if appropriate, to refer to rheumatology and find the best path forward.
That's a great point. So when it comes to new treatment options for rheumatic diseases, what kinds of research is being explored at Northwestern Medicine right now?
Yeah, Northwestern Medicine has a lot of great research going on in rheumatology. There's a lot of excitement regarding CAR-T in general at Northwestern and elsewhere. CAR-T stands for chimeric antigen receptor T-cell therapy. It's a form of immunotherapy that involves modifying your immune system to fight certain types of diseases. It's been historically used mostly to fight certain types of cancer, but there is a lot of research exploring it as a potential treatment option for severe rheumatic diseases as well that don't respond to other therapies. So it involves taking your own white blood cells, you know, modifying them in the lab and then giving them back to you in a form that helps them recognize and destroy cells that are causing the inflammation in your body. There's also a lot of other research into drugs for lung disease, for example, in patients with autoimmune diseases such as scleroderma. So a lot of very active research going on.
Fascinating. Okay, wonderful. Well, thank you so much for your knowledge and for your time. I think we've all learned a lot, and we're so grateful for your time today, Dr. Lee. Thank you.
Thank you. It's been great being here with you, Robin.